Verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. So if you have a Bible, you can open it and you can leave it in your lap. I'm going to stick with this text, I think. If you have your phone, you can keep your phone there and you can read along and you can see what I'm saying is in the text. Is we know that all things, hear me. That's the good and the bad. That's the evil, that's the ugly, and that is the sweet. Just like with Joseph, he had to get to the throne. Just like with David, he had to go through struggles. Me and you will have trials in order to get through our Lord Jesus Christ at the finish line. Is we know that all things work together for good, but only to a particular people, a special people who love God. If I don't love God, hear me, everything is working towards my evil because it's sending me to hell. I have to be a person who loves God by faith in Christ. And so are you able to hear me? You can understand my speaking. It's strange, isn't it? It's a strange tongue I use. It is English. It is English. It's I'm from California, and as a black American, is our accent is very different than you hear on CNN. Is we talk like we have our own culture. So I will try to slow down, and if you listen very, very carefully. And wait. Is I'm going to ask you to do something that is unusual. It's because I want to make the best use of our time and I want us to hear clearly. I'm going to ask you to reduce the clapping. If it hits your heart, then you can say amen. Or you can be quiet. It's fine. But we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. That's a special people, a particular people. It's to those who are called according to His purpose. His purpose. The Almighty God is a God of purpose. He plans ahead of time. Before He made this world, He had a plan in mind. He had a particular group of people that He chose who would love Him no matter what. He loved us first. He gave us His grace in Jesus Christ. And He purposed that we would get to heaven when we died and be made exactly like Christ. Easy on the clapping. I know you're trained to clap. I'm trained to preach. Let's make sure you hear me. Verse number 29. It gets better. But I want you to hear and see that everything I'm saying is in the text, is in the Word of God. For whom He foreknew, He had a group of people He chose ahead of time. He chose before time. He also predestined. Predestination means that your journey through this world is not by accident. All the tribulations, all the falls, all the terrors. When the pastor was talking about David, his King David had to spend 13 years as he waited patiently to get on his throne, right? Every trial, was ordained by God before he made this world. And when he anointed our brother David, he knew exactly what he had to go through. And he knew that Saul would be the best thing for him to train David in godly character and in reliance upon God. Our trouble is for our good. No matter what happens, no matter what happens on this earth, it's for the good of people who love God. If I don't love God, I'm under his wrath. I'm under his curse. I could go to hell at any moment. But if I love God by faith in Christ Jesus, everything is working together for good because God loves me. And he's predestined my purpose, and my end is to meet in heaven with Jesus Christ and be exactly like him. As you see, the plans and the purpose of God is spiritual. A person can be very poor and meet God in heaven. Oh, there was a poor man named Lazarus, and the dogs would lick his sores, but he got to heaven when he died. There was a thief that was on the cross dying. He got to paradise that day. And the Bible says that God has ordained the poor in this world to be rich in faith. That's James 2. Rich in faith. We get God as our possession. Our inheritance is not this world. It's the everlasting kingdom of our Father that shall never be broken, and it will never come down. And we get God inside of our hearts right now, and we get to go to heaven forever, every one of us that believes the gospel, rich or poor. I don't know anybody here that's as rich as the people I know in California. But I know people here that can have more of God than people I know in California. Is that going to satisfy your soul? That's the blessing. Oh, the blessing of Abraham is the Holy Spirit by faith, the righteousness of Christ, the all of salvation of our soul. Not my money. My money, it might get poorer and I get more God. Hear me. I've lost money in coming unto Nigeria. If it was a financial decision, I'm at a loss. I had good job, good money, big millionaire status on the table in California to be a missionary who lives by faith and has no salary at all. Which one answer would you choose? I chose God. And I don't regret that choice, and neither will you. And you can have him for sure. It's no scam. It will end up being faithful. He will settle it inside your soul. He will give you and I the blessing of God Almighty himself. Right? Oh yeah, what was it? Is you with me? Whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed unto the image of his Son. I'm conforming now. I'm conformed, but one day in glory, I'm going to see Christ Jesus. I'm going to be just like him. I'm going to be a loving person with no more sin. I'll have no more faults. I'll never have to apologize to anybody because I'll only do good all the time. Ain't it wonderful? We're going to be like God's dear son. Hallelujah. That he, our Lord Jesus, might be the firstborn, that's the highest ranking, that's the big seat, among many brothers. All of us, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. He's equal with me. In Christ Jesus, is we're one. There's only one that's above us. That's our Lord Jesus. He gets all the praise, all the glory, and we are servants. It's the men who preach. We're here to serve your soul. We are your slaves for Christ's sake. We give our life to serve you. If we want you to have the blessing, because we've already been blessed by God. Blessed by God with God himself. And to be like Christ and to love God. Oh, to love God is the greatest blessing that you can experience on earth. To love him from your heart. Nothing can stop that. Nobody can stop that. No circumstance can stop that. That's a blessing that comes from God. From God. Even the devil, he can't stop that. Verse number 30. Listen carefully now. If you have your Bible, you can look at it. Verse 30. Moreover, now, is this verse, is it talking about everybody? Or is it talking about those who love God? Those who love God. We have to stay in the context. Preaching is in context. So this only applies unto those who love God. And if I don't love God, I need to trust God right now by faith in Christ. If I trust in Christ, then I do love God. I have been born again by the Holy Spirit. But if I don't love God, this verse is not speaking unto me with any assurance. The eternal God, he may open my eyes at a later time, but he might not. There's no safety outside of Christ Jesus. But it's moreover whom he predestined. These and these alone he also called. Hear me. It's the calling of God. There is a general call that's given to everybody. Come to Christ, come to Christ, come to Christ. Our master preached with tears. But there's a special call that comes directly by divine revelation. And it draws our heart and our faith unto Christ Jesus. It makes us come to him. It makes us see, I'm a sinner. And I need Christ Jesus. I need a blood of atonement. Because there's nothing I could ever do to satisfy the justice and wrath of a holy God. I need Jesus to take my place on the cross when he took my sin and he suffered the wrath of God. I need that, sweet sister. And when God is calling you, when God is talking to you, oh, you need Jesus more than anything else. As I was at a place this morning and I was preaching, and I had a little power of the Spirit on. But some man was asleep on stage. It shocked me. But somebody else is listening intently. That's the calling of God. Because he's giving us what our soul truly needs. If all I need is money, and I don't have much on me, but if that's all I need, the Almighty God is not calling you. If the only thing you need is health, he's not calling you. But when you need a sin savior,
from the penalty of sin, the dominion of sin, and the presence of sin in heaven. He's talking to you. He's calling you. He's saying, come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you... Oh, yes, he will. deep down inside your soul. Make you love him more and better than anything else. He'll make you love him. And that's what the call does. It makes us love God on his terms. Not my terms. Not what I want. But his son and the everlasting spiritual kingdom. As you see, it's when sin becomes a problem. There is nothing that can satisfy our soul. Scripture says, hungry and thirsty. That's what they were in Psalms 107. And then they cried out after him. What were they crying for? Living water. Sir, give me this water that I thirst no more. I've tried men. I had five husbands. And the man I'm with right now, I'm sleeping with, he's not my husband. But what you have is you give me something that satisfies my soul. And she left that bucket after she got it. He taught her to worship God in spirit and truth. And she said, who is the Christ? I heard about the Christ. And he said, I'm he. Look at me and be saved, he said. All the ends of the earth. He satisfied her soul, and a harlot was transformed into an evangelist with the small e. She spent her entire life telling other people, come see Jesus. He's the Son of God. He satisfies my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, let's keep going. Whom he called, these he also justified as to be made righteous in God's sight by faith alone. A man is righteous in the sight of God by believing alone. And then he does good works. It's a work of faith. Not by money, but by faith. Faith, 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 faith. That's how I'm righteous. Faith. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Right? Now, there is a thing I want you to notice. Everything he's saying is in the past tense. That means it already happened. From when? When did it happen in the mind of God? From before he made this world. And then he sat back on his throne and said, I'm going to do it. And then he sent his son. And then everything came to pass exactly as he said. Even David. He was on the throne right on schedule. Right on time. Just like I said, it was going to be from the foundation of the world. Sit down at my right hand is what he said unto his own son. After he put away our sin, he raised him up and he sat him down. Right? Right? He got the job done, right? He finished all the work, right? That's why I don't have to owe God. I don't have to owe God. He gives us free grace. The free gift of eternal life. The free gift of imputed righteousness. Free of charge to everybody who believes. And if you believe, then you love God. That's the fruit. If the tree has a good root, it has a good fruit. Am I talking too fast? Are you still hearing me? It's my sister, Adaisy, as to what she told me is that I string all of my words along as if I'm only saying only one word. And I don't pause in between. But that's our slang. That's our culture. So I will try to talk more like a white man and our Oibo brethren. Now, please don't call me Oibo just because I'm from California. I'm brown like you. I'm brown like you. Verse number 31. Are you still with me? You're hearing me? What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Here's my question. Who's he talking about? Is he talking about everybody, or is he talking about those who love God? That's the qualification. That is the, is you have to have your CV. And my CV to get the blessings of the text are: I love God by faith in Christ Jesus. I believe he first loved me. He satisfied the justice and wrath of God for me. So I love him for it. Don't you? What shall we say if God is for us? He's not for everybody. Oh, if this was a wooden pulpit, I'd smash on it hard. He is not for everybody. He's for those who love God. Don't take somebody else's blessing as your own. In USA, if you take somebody else's mail, if you get in trouble, they will put you in jail, even for years. Or you don't steal mail, and you don't steal blessings. You have to love God for yourself. Ask him to do that for you. Ask him to make you love him because he first loved you. Ask him to show you his son by faith. By faith. Let's keep going. And I don't want to be a distraction. Let's keep going. Verse number 32. Everybody there? He who did not spare his own son. That's how much he loved us. But delivered him up for us all. Us all who? Those who love God. She's staying in the text. He calls all. He predestined those who come. That's who the Son of God was given up for on the cross, out of every nation, from every nation in this world, and every tribe and every tongue. There is a people elected, chosen by God, whom he is on the hunt after. And he sends me into strange places to chase them and bring them down and back unto him, our master, our father. He sent me here this afternoon to chase down somebody, I believe. I hope it's many of you. But you can hear me right now. That's because he's talking unto you. Not just here. It's in here. Right? Right? As when this dear sister first heard the gospel, I was preaching unto somebody else. And I looked over and she's in tears. I was preaching unto prisoners. I had prayed and I had a message for people in prison in Asaba, but she's in tears. God called her unto himself. not unto the preacher, unto the preacher's God. That's who we go to, Jesus Christ himself. And she's still going unto the master. And any preacher that is worth anything is happiest when the people take their eyes off himself and put them on the Son of God, our Savior of this world. Ain't that right? Looking unto Jesus. Look to Christ. Look to Christ, sir. He'll save you and satisfy your soul. He'll give us power over sin. He'll make us no longer be covetous, and we will be content in Nigeria. Have you ever seen a content Nigerian? Ooh. There's one. Is there any more? The love of money can be rooted out of you by God. That's a good amen. But only he can do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. You can pray and ask him, and he will do it. If any man lack wisdom, ask God. And wisdom is obeying God. Right? Right? It's doing what's right. It's doing what's equitable. It's doing what God says. Let's keep going. Are you still with me? If you want to leave, you're in bad shape. If you want to stay, keep hearing. Oh, keep hearing. It's for you. How shall he not with him also? What's the charge? What's the price? Freely give us all things. All things. What's the price? Huh? What's the price? Well, that's the gift, is all things. But what do I have to pay? What's the text say? Verse number 32. What's it say? Who dared to say that? Who said it? Say it again. Say it louder. Say it like you mean it. How much? Say it again. Say it again. The blessings of God are what? Free. 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 You can't pay for them if he charged you. You can't pay for God's blessing. God Almighty sent his son to die to bless us. That's the price that was paid. And it was paid in full. You hear it? Paid in full. Stamped. Paid in full. So if he gave us his son, hear me now, I'm telling the truth, it's in the text. If he gave us his son, how much more so is he going to give you and me everything it takes to worship and love God? That's the blessing that's in the text. If I love God, I have everything. And so the blessing that is going to come free of charge is the ability to love God. Oh, the old missionaries, they did not come here for any money. They did not come here for anything from you and I, except our souls. They built schools because instead of prophesying useless blessings, they built schools and taught you how to work. They did not come promising us any blessing of health. They built hospitals to take care of the sick, the poor, and the needy. That's the gospel of God. Is my time short?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to get speed it up. But you heard that last point? The blessings of God are free. That's in the Bible. and the blessings of God are spiritual. The majority of the rich people in this world are lost. But the majority of the saved people are poor. But they still have God and go to heaven when they die. Are you satisfied with that? Oh, nobody but a child of God is satisfied with that. A person who loves God and is satisfied with himself. This point I have to speed through. Verse number 33, who shall bring a charge against God's elect, his chosen ones? It's God who justifies. It's God who makes us righteous. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who died. There is no condemnation on me because my sins have already been dealt with and I believe in him. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who is the us? It's us who love God, been predestined, been chosen, been called, and believing the gospel. Verse number 35. Who shall separate us from the love? This is the blessing, that I can love God and know that he loves me too, and get all the benefits of the love of God. Hear me. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Hear me on this. I want to be so crystal clear. If I promise you that you won't have trouble, I'm a fool. All of you know, because you all go through trouble. If I promise you that God will be with you in your trouble, I'm in the Bible. I'm in the Word of God. I'm telling you the truth. Nothing that happens in this world can ever stop God from loving you. And everything he does is because he loves you. Even when he chastises our backside, even when he sends pain, even when he sends sickness unto Job, it's because he's a loving God unto Job. He loves Job, so he persecutes him. To make him better, and to make him an example, and to make him stop thinking that God owed him anything. But heaven when he dies. Oh, that's the gospel. That's the promise of God. God Almighty is no man's slave. He is no man's boy. He doesn't do what any man tells him to do. He does what he purposed from the world starting. He's God. But for you, if everything bad happened unto me and you that we could imagine, he'd be loving us even if it happened at the same time. That's God. That's a God that's worthy of worship. And he shall be worshiped and praised by his people. Ain't that right? They love God. No matter what he does, they love God. No matter what happens, they love God. They love his fellowship. Oh, they love his peace. They love his promises. And they love his paradise that's coming. As it is written, verse 36, we're Bible preachers. For your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. We go through hard times. Nigeria's economy is not an accident. It is not the fault of Buhari alone. It's the fault of all Nigerians and the wicked government at the predetermination of God to call out and bring his elect unto himself. If it wasn't so much suffering here, I wouldn't have came. If the schoolgirls had not been kidnapped is I wouldn't have had an anxiousness to head up north. I had to see them suffer to want to die myself for Christ Jesus and for His people, because His sheep are worth it. They're worth anything that happens to our body and to our soul. They're worth it because they're loved by God. And He loves us. And we're going to go get them because we love Him. We don't love money. We love Him. Even our families take second place. Our children take second place. Our God is first place. And every place is our King and our Master. He loved my soul. He separated us from the foundation of the world to be saved. He chose us, or we would never have been chosen and would never have chosen Him. Ain't that right? That's right. Yet, verse 37, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Undefeated. Undefeated. Unstoppable. Unquenchable. You can't take the love of God out of us. If any person quits, he never had it. If any person is called who doesn't finish, he wasn't called by God, oh, not on the inside, not with sovereign power. If the promise does not happen unto David, then Samuel is a false prophet. As your pastor said, so he's a false prophet. God is no false prophet. He promised at the seat of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors. How do we conquer? Through Him that loved us. Verse number 38 and 9, and I'll quit. Hear me. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. There is nothing coming down the tunnel. There is nothing coming in the morning. There is no bad news that will ever happen. There is nothing that the devil can ever do. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing. It's only a created thing. Shall be able, what's the blessing? To separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Wow. As I'm wrapping up, the love of God is in Christ. It's not in you. He loves you and me because of Jesus, His perfect Son. He said, for Christ's sake, I'm going to have many that are just like Him. It'll be many brothers of the elder brother, Christ Jesus. And nothing is going to stop God from loving you. And when God loves you, hear me this, his last point. When God loves you, that means that you've been predestined. It means that you've been chosen. It means that Christ died for you. It means He's at the right hand of God making intercession for you. It means there is no condemnation. It means everything that happens, He will keep loving you. And everything that happens is an act of His love for your good and your benefit. And it means that you love God. He's put that in your heart. You heard the message, and you love God now. And you rejoice in God. And you believe God. And you put your trust in God. And your hope is God. And your satisfaction is God. And you have all the people in the galleries. Oh, if you have everything. Free of charge. You don't have to pay for it. And you don't have to even kiss my hand. It's from God Almighty Himself. And He came to you and gave it to you because He loves you from the foundation of the world. As I tell everybody, Get in a good church that's preaching the gospel. Preach the gospel, pastors. All pastors, preach the gospel. You've heard the gospel. Amen.